left off in the middle, so we'll start again there in Siman Dalet in Seif Yud Dalet. And it said, Hishkim Kodim Amud Shachar V'Natal Yadav. If a person got up nice and early before Amud Shachar and he washed his hands then, 3 o'clock in the morning, got up to learn. So Yesh Listapek in Tzarech Litul Yadav Pam Acheres. There's a question if he needs to wash that the second time, Kishiyor Hayom, once day breaks. Let's call that whatever, 5 o'clock, 5:30, depending. 72 minutes before Nate is a good rule of thumb. So at that point, there's a question if he needs to wash his hands a second time to remove Lahavi Ruach Ra Hashur Al Haidayim. And the Ruach has to be removed from his hands a second time. We'll see the Mishnah Berurah we discussed a little bit yesterday already. Hagad Ramah adds V'yitlem below Bracha. So it says you're going to wash them to get rid of the Ruach Ra, but of course no Bracha. And we'll make the Chejun one no Bracha with the Mishnah Berurah inside. He says down there in Sifkat Lamed Aleph, Kishiyor Hayom, when the day lights up, when the day breaks, what's the suffix then? Kiyesh Obram, there are those who say, Debam Rishachar Choza Ruach Ra Lishos Pam Shenis. There are those who say that at the Los HaShachar, at the first light, then the Ruach Ra returns for a second time. We said that was the Artos L'Chaim, the Malbim who said, he made a cheshbon and said it's impossible that it's there all night, or you wouldn't be able to do anything during the middle of the night, and that's, you don't see it anywhere, so therefore it must be, it goes and it comes back. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah wants to say. Fine. So since we don't know if what causes it is the, well, he'll see, look inside, here he says, Lamed Beis. He says, you're doing it lahavir to remove the Ruach Ra. Hachaloi nakad lis palel. There's no issue here about washing hands to, for the sake of prayer, Moshe Kasav in Sif Gimel. Why? Devada Mishum Tefillah Ein Tzarech B'zeh Oda Pam Litul Yadayim. You wash your hands at 3 o'clock in the morning. Nothing's happened since then except that the day broke happened. So now at 5:30 you wash hands the second time. There's no reason why you couldn't daven before that. Remember, Mishnah Berurah is insistent that he basically, as we said many times, it's either Rosh or Rashba, either because cleaning your hands or for Bria Chadash. Either way, your hands are clean and you wash hands for being a Bria Chadash, a new creation. So, no reason to wash hands as far as tefillah goes. V'filim Chazar V'yashan, Pam Shenis. Even if you went back to sleep a second time at 4 o'clock till 5, let's say, so then, even then, were you for sure back in the Ruach Ra department because you had a sleep? So that, if that brings Ruach Ra, you've slept. And if you've got passed over to daybreak, that's caused Ruach Ra. Either way, so therefore you're certain you need to have a wash hands for Ruach Ra, right? Odapam Litul Yadayim. Mekomakom Ein Yachol Levarach on Latilas Yadayim. Even so, you wouldn't, for sure, you can't make a bracha a second time. Even if you had a permanent fixed sleep and it was in your bed, etc. Why? We'll make the cheshbon now. Even though it's true that as far as the rush is concerned, the word afraid your hands are dirty and the adayim maskaniyos and they wander when you sleep and you were in your bed so you're talking, your hands scratched your whatever. But so what? The Rashba had the issue of Bria Chadasha, and how many times can we a Bria Chadasha in one day? The Sphere lay the Tom Dentilas Yadinatila Mishum Baboker Nasa Bria Chadasha. The Rashba said you come a Bria Chadasha in the morning. Upam Achas Nasa Hadam Bria Chadasha Veloshte Pamim. But once a day is the only Bria Chadasha you can get. You can't become a new twice a day. So therefore, because of the Shitas HaRashba, there's no Bracha to be said when you wash later on. Mushum Ruach Ra Bilvad Lo Tiknu Bracha. And as far as removal of Ruach Ra, which for sure you need to remove, because you slept, let's say you got up at 3, you slept from 4 to 5, and you got up then, you had sleep, you had nightfall a second time. But anyways, there's no reason, removing Ruach Ra has nothing to do with saying brachas. So that wouldn't be Mechayav the Bracha. Okay, so that went Simchat and Lamed Gimel. And there he says, we'll slow down a little bit. I went fast because we saw that yesterday, in truth. So now, here, in Sifkat and Lamed Gimel, it's the Ramah who said, V'yitlem, you do wash your hands the second time below bracha. You don't make a bracha. So, in Sifkat and Lamed Gimel, he says, Hine, there the filu im bapam harishon kishanatal yadav, even if the first time when you wash your hands at 3 o'clock when you got up, lo berach on latilas yadayim, you didn't make a bracha then, it's still not going to help you. Makom makom lo yivarach ata. You can't make a bracha now when you get up for the second time and wash your hands. Why? The Eich Yomer Vitzivanu on the Tilas Yadayim. How can you make a bracha on the midst of having to wash your hands? Vahalo, look, behold, you know, whatever. Kvar Yatzadei Chovas and Atila Tfil Das HaRosh. You've already washed your hands and they're clean as far as the Rosh is concerned. Here, of course, we're assuming that you haven't gone back to sleep for Shenas Keva. The Ramah is addressed the point of not going back to sleep a second time. It's just that you wash hands at 3 and you went through, and then at 5 o'clock you wash hands a second time. So your hands are clean from long ago. So according to the Rosh, there's no reason to wash your hands a second time. So therefore, that wouldn't be the five of bracha. Kumavur Beis Yosef, fine. B'kai gavna kasav le'il. We said this already once before. B'shar tshuva sifkatan hey, should be. However, so that was, you're stuck. Since you can't, even if you make a bracha at 3 o'clock in the morning and you wash your hands, and then you wash your hands just for the sake of Ruach Ra, you can't make a bracha because it's long past since you wash your hands already, so for tefillah, and that's the Rosh's issue. So he says, anyways, now he's going to give you some practical advice. When Mekom Mekom, says the Mishnah Berurah, Hanachon, the way to go about doing this, is Shiavi Atzmo L'Dei Chiyuv Bracha. You can engineer it that you have to make a bracha. Why? Dehainu, what do you do? Shiyaset Tzrachav Kodom Tefillah. You got up at 3, you wash your hands once. At 5 o'clock, you wash your hands a second time because of Alosa Shachar. You say you can't make a bracha now because it's too late. The 3 o'clock washing is what cleaned your hands. But if you go to the bathroom, so now you have to wash your hands again to daven. So now, as far as... he says it's too long. It's a different washing. It's a new washing. I don't know if the issue is it's too long in like this amorphous sense, or... It must be that also. As he said, it's too long. It's too much time has passed, and it's like a new washing. We come out of Maskana, you could have a long time, but here you're making a new washing. So it's like, this isn't the wash that readied you. This is not the wash that readied you to daven. That washing was previous. So to make a brach on this one is wrong altogether. We don't have a fixed amount of time. As far as the Rosh is concerned, you make a bracha on the washing that readied you for davening or close thereafter. So he's saying this isn't that washing, but you can engineer that it will be that washing by going to the bathroom. So that was how you'll deal with the Rosh's problem. Correct. We'll get there in a second. Exactly right. The Yischayev, therefore, you'll put yourself into an obligation, levarach on Tilas Yadayim. Now, just V'chanal, that's what we said above in Sifkat Dalid B'Shem Chayadam. Now, just to remind you, that was wrangling with the Rashba also. Now, remember, the Rashba Shita was, ironically, he was the one who said you're supposed to wash hands for getting up at the beginning of your Avoda. So, ironically, he should be the worst problem, not the Rosh. But if you remember, yeah, you follow, right? Because the Rashba said you wash hands because you're starting a day anew in service like a Kohen. So, now, that was hours and hours ago. So, we said the Rashba was the Iker problem of waiting too long. But remember, the Beis Yosef had said that the Rashba will agree that if you arrange your until you're done with the other brachas of Birchas HaShachar, you could say it even much later. That was the Chayyim he's referring to over here. So therefore, you've cleverly tapped into both sides of the story. Even though you wash at 3 o'clock and didn't make a bracha, and you wash the second time at 5 o'clock, if you go to the bathroom at 4:55, so now your hands are dirty, so the Rosh is mechayiv to make a bracha, and that's perfectly, that's glatz for making the Rosh the bracha. And the Rashba, who said Bria Chadasha, and really would have had you make the bracha at 3 o'clock if you'd asked him, you're allowed to make your Birchas on Tilas Yadayim with everything else. You'll wait to say your Birchas HaShachar till then, and then you put them all together, and the Rosh was happy too, so everyone's happy. Okay, so that's Yud Dalet.